Hey, it's 6:11 here on 97.9 The Heel. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. We are live and local with local music tonight, and especially live this evening because we got a special guest here in the studio. Always excited to have this band here. Certain Seas, Catherine Whalen and Austin Riopelle of the band here in the studio tonight with a brand new album out called A Simple Sampler of Small Delights. Already a highlight of the new year. And we're joined in the studio by Catherine and Austin. Thank you both so much for being with us tonight. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Yeah, so let's hear something. What are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear the first track on the sampler. It's called Thread. This is a Certain Seas song. It is a sampler of all our different bands. Mm-hmm. So this particular one is a Certain Seas song.
All right, go for it.
Oh, Lord. The sun is a-flaming, green food on the edge of the avenue. As the word escapes, sticks the tip of your tongue and you run on balance on the breaker. Upstanding, just a faker, so directional and adequate like an opposite. Thread the line along, pass the time. Time will tell you of telltale signs that do remain.
Awesome. You're listening to Certain Seas off of the new album, A Simple Sampler of Small Delights. There's a tongue twister, and that is your fault.
I just realized that.
Catherine Whalen and Austin Riopelle here in the studio. We'll have more from them and more music coming up when Live and Local continues after this. Hey, welcome back into Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios. Live tonight with Certain Seas, Catherine Whalen and Austin Riopelle of the band joining us here in the studio tonight with the new album out, A Simple Sampler of Small Delights. We've got to shout out the other members of the band, Danny Gruen, Danny Abrams, Nate Stolfin, not with us this evening, but very much present on the album. And it's a terrific product. It's available now. It just came out, so check it out. Catherine, Austin, again, thank you so much for being with us. That first song was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So tell us about the album, how it all came together. Because I've been describing it as a Certain Seas album. There's a lot of people involved in this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're having it be a Certain Seas Presents mm-hmm. project, which is something we've talked about for a while. And we got a grant from the Orange County Arts Commission. We've been really blessed to get a couple of those. And we're able to make this record. We did it in my house, in my farmhouse. Really cool.
Nice.
Our engineer came down
from Richmond.
From Richmond.
From Minimum Wage Studios, Lance Kohler.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
We set up in all the rooms, had sight lines, and just had decided to do a sampler of all the acts that we've been doing around town, but mostly at Yonder in Hillsborough for the past, I guess, 2 years.
Cool. Yeah. So who's with you on the album?
It's all those folks that you mentioned, which become all of the different bands.
Okay, gotcha.
Morphed. It's the same.
Oh, nice.
We
all right.
We have a stable.
Right.
Our trusty ponies. but we all just morph into whatever band we need to be for the night.
Love it.
We like to rotate. We don't want to wear anybody's ears out.
So who are you from song to song?
Well, the last one was Certain Seas. This next one is a Joffrey Jones song, and that's a band that we're in Virginia.
Okay.
And we're going to do a Brandy Rambles song to close out the set. That's our country act.
Love it. How many different bands are there? There's seven songs on the album?
There's also Swedish Wood Patrol, which was my original band with Danny. We also have the Skiffles with Nate, which is our, we do early Beatles stuff. And Jug Band.
Nice.
Jug Band, which is also us.
Nice. What's the difference between one band and the other? Is it just style,
material,
genre? Do you approach music from just like a different perspective or?
It's the songs. It's the material and kind of the vibe. The Certain Seas songs show up in almost all of the bands because they're pretty fluid.
Yeah.
Can do that.
They can chameleon into any sort of situation.
Whatever's needed.
So tell us about these songs. This all came together pretty quickly. Occasionally I'll talk with bands and they'll be like, "Well, we started recording this album back in 1998 and we're just coming out with it now." You have had a really great 2021. Like the Catherine Whelan Jazz Squad album came out in the first part of the year. This comes out like right after the new year. Like you've been prolific.
We keep on trucking. Yeah. A lot of songs on here were ones that we have played for a while but never actually recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to get them on. And then some new stuff that we wrote. And it just kind of came together really fast. We were lucky.
Cool. Again, speaking with Catherine Whelan and Austin Riappel, the album is A Simple Sampler of Small Delights, which I'm getting better at saying every single time I do it. So the title is A Simple Sampler because it's a different album. We were talking about the album cover before we started. How did that come together?
Yeah, we have another project we're working on is the media for this or the product for this because it is available on Bandcamp and Spotify. But we wanted something people could have in their hands, so we've been collaging and we're making postcards. And you can buy a set of 9 once they're done, and each will have a QR code with a song. Each one will go with a specific song off of the recording, and so you can have it all and keep it for yourself or send it to your friends. So it's like a mixtape or and it's an art project. And
so
the sampler cover was just some random bits I was using and put them in a bowl and took a picture of them.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear another song. What's coming up next?
Okay, we're gonna play Osage Orange Egg.
Osage Orange Egg, will you be gone before the trial? Oh, Osage Hazy Ladle, I will give you what you please. Take my bag, take my knees. When the kindness of the king to distribute the eternal, when the catching on of creatures brings exhaustion to our beast, when the hook of the horizon shall illuminate the circle in its small round cradle that is rocking after 4, for to wake it must be sleeping like the time it slept before. Oh, sage, lazy halo, your predictions worry me to wonder. Oh, sage, more days, keep them coming, if you please. You got got my back, passed on the knee. When the kindness of the king to distribute the eternal, when the catching on of creatures brings exhaustion to our beasts, when the hook of the horizon shall illuminate the circle in its small round cradle that is rocking after four, for to wake it must be sleeping like the time it slept before, for to sleep it must be dreaming like the gazer through the door, for to gaze it must envision, to envision must be broken, must be falling all to pieces like a shell interpretation, and the simple repetition of the motions yet to go through, bringing thank you God hypnosis and exhaustion to our being.
Favorite song off the album.
Oh, thank you. You.
Yeah, that's so good. You listen to the album and you listen to an album and you know, one song plays and you're like, that one, that's the one right there.
That one is, when Austin wrote that, I actually couldn't like make eye contact with him for about 2 months. I was such a good song.
Yeah.
Such a killer song.
So I have to ask you, what is Osage Orange Egg? Like
so those words actually were inspired by some writing that our friend Brian Erminger, who plays in Joffrey Jones, mm-hmm. had done. And that phrase was something that he had written, actually. And I kind of just took it and ran with it. I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know. It sounds good.
Yeah.
Coming off the off the tongue. We'll have to have Brian down here and you can ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Again, Certain Seas, the album, A Simple Sampler of Small Delights. Catherine Whelan and Austin Riopelle here in the studio. We'll have more from them when we come back as Live and Local continues after this on 97.9 The Hill. 6:27 your time. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios. By the way, if you're a local musician, you're invited to submit songs to be considered for Chapel Hill's Tracks Music Library, a digital streaming service for music from the Triangle. They're accepting submissions now through Valentine's Day, Monday, February 14th. Get more info and submit online at tracksmusiclibrary.org. And head to our website, chapelboro.com, and go to the Town Square section. We had another round of Tracks Tuesdays yesterday with a live performance from Tatiana Hart Graves, who is a performer that's featured on the library and is also one of the curators this year. So we talked about her multiple roles with the Tracks Music Library. Check that out. Certain Seas is with us tonight. Catherine Whelan and Austin Riopelle, they too are featured on the Tracks Music Library, so you can go there and listen to their earlier stuff. But the new album is A Simple Sampler of Small Delights, and we're featuring that tonight. Again, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
So what is next for you this year? We're still kind of early in 2022. What's on tap? What's in store?
I would really like to record. The country band it started almost as just a joke and has taken on a real life of its own. And mm-hmm. so I would like to honestly do a live recording maybe of Brandy Rambles and sort of run with that a little bit. And we're going to go back up to the Minimum Wage Studio up in Richmond and do maybe an EP.
Okay.
A Certain Seas EP.
And we do have a show coming up February 25th at The Cave with Ravine, who are a great band from Durham.
Looking forward to that. And you mentioned Minimum Wage Studios in Richmond. You probably drive past a bunch of studios to get to that one. What makes that one special? How do you choose a studio in the first place?
The Geoffrey Jones folks found that.
Okay.
He's just a dear friend of ours. He's another member of the band.
Okay.
I mean, truly.
Really, really great engineer. The space up there is amazing and welcoming, and you know, you can really kind of dive into whatever project you're working on. Mm.
He's very patient.
Super patient. And yeah, it can be an interesting relationship, you know, that you have with somebody that's recording you. And Lance, I mean, we just really trust him, you know?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. People want to find you online. Where can they go?
CertainSeas.bandcamp.com, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, or Catherine's Instagram is also a great mm-hmm. resource for
I'm always
for
making
updates.
Posters and showing what I do for all the bands.
Nice.
So, yeah, look at me, I'm Wailing Catherine. I'm on there, and where else? I guess that's it.
Spotify,
yeah. Of course.
We're on there.
Yeah, if you're still into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the day we put it on it
was the
taboo.
Day that
like,
yeah.
Darn it.
But Bandcamp for sure. Bandcamp's still cool.
Yes, right? Yeah. It's still cool.
And Spotify's still fine. It's a good resource.
Yeah.
Such as it is. But
necessary evil there.
CertainSeas.bandcamp.com. Find them on social media, streaming services, and everything. The album is A Simple Sampler of Small Delights. It's out now, February 25th, right? The Cave Show.
Yes.
Yep. So mark your calendars for that coming up in just a few weeks. Let's hear one more song. What's last?
Great. This is called I Forgot Again, and this is a Brandy Rambles. Brandy Rambles. Let me organize myself in this chair. Is here chair? I remember when you made us lonely and all the time. Love's only for a while. You'll survive. Say it's not
Awesome. The album is A Simple Sampler of Small Delights, available now. And next show is coming up February 25th at The Cave. Don't miss it. The band is Certain Seas. Find them online, certainseas.bandcamp.com, and on social media. Catherine Whalen, Austin Riopelle, thank you so much. That was fantastic.
Thank you. It was so fun. Thank you.